You're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. Yep, you got it right. It's time for the Yiddish Hour. Thank you. Morgen, Frühmorgenach, alle Inselradio Zuhörer, ihr hört sich zieht zum Yiddish Hour, was Kimtzach jeden Sintag Zemmerseger in der Früh, du in Portland, Oregon. Hello everyone, it's Yonkel here in the studio. I'm just back from Amsterdam, and so is this CD. This is a wonderful young group there called Die Fiedelkapelle. The Fiedelkapelle, live in Amsterdam, is the name of the album. And that was Bugic's Terkischer Bulgar. This is their first full-length album. The second one is coming out sometime this fall, and I was just over there to spend some time in the studio with these folks. They are great. Fiedelkapelle.com if you're interested. FIDELKAPELYE.com. Brought back some other stuff from Amsterdam as well. Thought you might enjoy hearing what's going on the other side of the water. Charles de Graaf is not here this morning, but we've got some Dutch stuff, and it's Jewish Dutch music. And this one is from the Amsterdam Klezmer Band from their album Son. And this is a tune that I believe, let me figure out who wrote this one. They've got a lot of originals on this one. This is by a guy named Joop, which is J-O-O-P, which is not the same as Job, which is J-O-B. So, you know, it's, well, that's what it is. Any rate, this is their, it's called the Friska Bulgar, the Frisian Bulgar. the Friese Bulgar from the Amsterdam Klezmer Band, and that's an original composition by Joop van der Linden. You're listening to the Yiddish Hour on KBOO 90.7 in Portland FM. My name's Yonkel, and I'll be with you till 11. I'm just back from 3 weeks in Holland and France. Had a chance to play music with some folks in Leeuwarden, also in Amsterdam, and a little recording session in a place called Farm Sound Studios, which is way the heck out there. It's sort of within sneezing distance of Charles de Graaf's hometown of Arnhem. Lots of stuff going on over there. It was really a wonderful time to be over there. We had the World Cup, Tour de France, managed to get out and see a lap of the Tour de France in southeastern Holland, and Bastille Day. Shabbos dinner on a balcony in Strasbourg with fireworks going off in the distance. It was a great opportunity, and I'm glad to be back. So, more from Holland. This is a group called Nikki Tove. Nikki Tove, and it's because the singer's name is Nikki, and I'm not even sure she's on this cut. This is a tune by German Goldenstein. German Goldenstein is sort of the virtual granddaddy of much of the klezmer that goes on around the world these days. He was a Moldavian clarinetist who managed to get out in 1994, spent his last 12 years in Sheepshead Bay, and shared hundreds and hundreds of tunes with musicians around the world. And this is one that they're calling Ashen Stickela, and this is a tune. I got a chance to play this with Josh Horowitz and Cookie Siegelstein in Paris a couple of weeks ago. I love this tune. Thank you. That's a tune called Hora Juka, and it's written by the young cellist Juka Kleising from the Fiddlekapelle, and that's from their album Live in Amsterdam. And I have something to share with you.
Roots music lovers, experience the 8th annual Pickathon at Pendarvis Farm on Mount Scott, August 4th and 5th. Current lineup includes Greg Brown, Iris Dement, the Waylon Jennies, Kelly Joe Phelps, Daryl Anger, the Danny Barnes Collective, the Wilders, C.J. Chenier, the Wood Brothers, Chris Delmhorst, Little Sue, the Earl Brothers, the Avett Brothers, and many, many more. The Pickathon will take place August 4th and 5th at its beautiful new location, Pendarvis Farm, located around Southeast Foster and 172nd in Portland. Featuring two outdoor music venues, one indoor music venue, camping, kids' activities, workshops, hiking, beer gardens, great food and crafts, and more. Sorry, no dogs or outside alcohol allowed. Pickathon benefits your community radio station, and both weekend and day tickets are available at KBOO, Music Millennium, or Pickathon.com. The whole family is welcome at KBOO's 8th Annual Pickathon, August 4th and 5th at Pendarvis Farm. More information and directions are available at Pickathon.com. Support your community radio station and enjoy the finest in roots music. See you there.
You know, as an old mathematician, I've always wondered whether roots music had anything to do with logarithms, and I don't think I'm going to live long enough to figure that one out. Any rate, you're listening to Yiddish music here, and this is, it's roots, but they're garlic roots, they're horseradish roots, it's a different kind of roots. And right now we're going to listen to another cut from the Amsterdam Klezmer Band from their album Son, and this is a tune called Opa D. It's by the leader of the band, Job Chayas, who is, boy, he's a fine musician. I got a chance to work with him a little bit last week as well. And Opa D, it's from their album Son.
Thank you. Brüder trinken euch das Gläserl bisschen gut. Wenn es wäre ein frisch und munter, freilich und gesund. Heute trinken Brüder trinken euch das Gläserl bisschen gut. Wenn es wäre ein frisch und munter, freilich und gesund. Hoi, lachaim, trink ein bisschen Wein. Das vertreibt die Morgenscheure. Jede Sock und jeden Pein. Oi, 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 Brüder lachaim, trink ein bisschen Wein. Das vertreibt die Morgenscheure, jede Sorge und jede Pein. Oh, jetzt, Brüder, trink ich, und wenn es reucht im Kopf, Weiber auf der ganzen Welt, und tanz mir op, 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 jetzt, Brüder, trink ich, und wenn es reucht im Kopf, Weiber auf der ganzen Welt, und tanz mir op, 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 Hoi, Brüder Al-Chaim, trink ein bisschen Wein. Das vertreibt die Morgenscheure, jede Sorge und jeden Pein. Oi, 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 Brüder Al-Chaim, trink ein bisschen Wein. Das vertreibt die Morgenscheure, jede Sorge und jeden Pein. Hopp, 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 hopp.
That was again Nikki Tove from their album Wanderlust, and that's the singer Nikki Jacobs with Jelle Van Tongeren, Adam Good, and Jason Cypher. This is a quartet from Harlem, and I'm not talking about the Harlem that's 10 miles north of Lower Manhattan. I'm talking about the Harlem that's 10 miles west of Amsterdam. We're not talking about New Amsterdam, we're talking about Amsterdam. We've been listening to nothing but Dutch music for the last half hour, and I just wanted to share with you some of the stuff that I've discovered recently, just going over to Holland and having a chance to hear what people there are up to. And now I want to share some stuff with you that's new music from this side of the ocean. And this is from a group down in Orange County, of all places. This is the South Coast Simcha Band, and it's from their new album, Yiddish America. It's the Philly Wedding Bulgar, and I don't have more information than that on it. But it's Philadelphia-style klezmer from the South Coast Simcha Band. South Coast Simcha Band. Okay, we're going to listen now. This is something that I am real eager to hear with you. There's a group called the Klez Dispensers in New York. And goofy name or not, the clarinetist is a guy named Alex Kontorovich, who is he's the guy who got the German Goldenstein album out before German died. And for that alone, he's entitled to, as Lev puts it, his extra portion of ice cream in heaven. Alex Kontorovich and the Klez Dispensers. This is Russische Zigane. It's from a compilation called Celebrate Klezmer. Dispensers. Boy, that's a nice little tune. That thing is called Russische Zigane, and the clarinetist there is Alex Kontorovich, and that's a name that you'll hear again. He's really doing some good work. Anyway, I've got some announcements. This is announcements. You thought you'd get away now, didn't you? Okay. First off, that's the only Joe Tex quote I've done in 28 and a half years on the air, so just humor me, okay? Coming up, okay, the Great Jewish Book Weekend, August 25th to 27th, with Professor Michael Weingrad of Portland State. This is the Stamper Center presents this. It's at Camp Solomon Schechter in Olympia. And let's see what's going on. Michael Weingrad will lead discussions and provide illuminating talks on a modern Jewish classic, Miriam, by M.Y. Berdichevsky. a novel of smoldering passion and spiritual unrest in the shtetls of Eastern Europe. Enjoy the relaxing surroundings of Camp Solomon Schechter as you nourish your mind and meet other Jewish book lovers. I don't know about you folks, but enjoying relaxing surroundings and reading novels of smoldering passion sound like a great combination to me. So, who is this writer? Micha Yosef Berdichevsky. He was one of the titanic figures of the modern Hebrew literary renaissance. I'm not making this up, folks, but somebody else did. Child of a line of rabbis, he lived out the Jewish encounter between the traditional and the modern, making his way from Hasidic Medjibozh to cosmopolitan Berlin and from the world of the yeshiva to the world of Nietzsche and Freud. Well, you know, I know people who've left the world of the yeshiva, but they didn't wind up with Nietzsche and Freud. I think this guy got second choice. Any rate, his stormy chronicles of East European Jewish life and the volcanic psychic forces pent up within it have been compared to the works of Isaac Bashevis Singer. As Amos Oz has written, Berdichevsky tried to break up the religious topsoil so as to get in an earlier, wilder, more passionate and carnal stratum underneath. Wow. Three talks plus a discussion of the novel Miriam with Michael Weingrad of Portland State. He's the assistant professor of Jewish studies there. This is going to, oh boy, this is going to be all weekend long. You should read the novel before you go up there. And guess what? I'm giving you 5 weeks notice. August 25th to 27th, the Great Jewish Book Weekend up at Camp Solomon Schechter. If you want more information, the Institute of Judaic Studies, you can call them and phone numbers. The Stanford Center, I'll give you an 800 number, and I hope this does the job. 800-568-3395. Alternatively, you can call the Institute for Judaic Studies at Portland State University, but I'm sorry, I don't have that number. You're going to have to track it down. August 25 to 27. Also coming up here, the Portland Jewish Community Israel Adventure Trip. And let's hope that everything settles down well enough in advance that this thing goes forward. Singles and couples in their 20s and 30s are invited to apply to go on Portland's Jewish Community Israel trip this December. Tentative dates, December 21st to January 1st. It's a 30-person community-minded trip geared towards those with all Jewish backgrounds. Shabbat and Kashrut will be observed. A 10-day trip, including overnight at a kibbutz, a Bedouin tent, visits to Yad Vashem, Masada, Independence Hall, the Old City, and the Kotel and the Dead Sea. Regular day and nightlife of Tel Aviv, Tzfat, Kazaria, Netanya, and Yerushalayim. Shabbos and Tzfat, Shabbos and Yerushalayim. Group activities before and after the trip. If you are interested, get in touch with Jody Barris, and here's her address, J-O-D-I, Jody, B-E-R-R-I-S, all one word, @gmail.com. Again, J-O-D-I-B-E-R-R-I-S, Jody Barris, @gmail.com. And finally, only because I forgot to bring the Jewish Review, so it's just this stuff I've got to announce. There are many other things going on in the world, folks, and you only have to hear about three of them. Consider yourselves fortunate. Here's number three, however, and this is interesting. This is what I would be doing this week if I was free this coming week. The week is August 22 to August 26. There is a Breslov Fest, 3 days of mini-workshops followed by a Shabbaton, Breslov Hasidism. Breslov, to me, is really about as lively a Hasidic music as there is, and the overall energy is just wonderful. The teachings of Rabbi Nachman, who was the founder and really the only Rebbe of the Breslov group. He's been gone for almost 200 years, but his teachings carry on from generation to generation. And it's going to be led by Rabbi Ozer Bergman, who is a wonderful teacher. He's leading the workshops. He's leading the Shabbaton. It's August 22nd to 26th. And guess what, folks? It ain't in New York. It ain't in Jerusalem. It's in Kalispell, Montana. You can go out and have a Hasidic weekend in Kalispell, Montana. And that's something I wish I was free to do. And fortunately, we've got something else that's going on that's even better, and it's private stuff. But Rabbi Ozer Bergman is going to be teaching in Kalispell, Montana. It's right alongside one of those lakes in the Rockies. I don't remember whether it's Flathead Lake or one of those lakes. I think it's Flathead, but I'm not sure. It's just way the heck up there, east of Spokane, a good long distance, and it's beautiful. I've seen pictures. It's hosted by Dr. Yosef Morgan, who is a direct descendant of the Kutzker Rebbe, and Gavriel Snyder, who's a computer maven, former U.S. Army officer, and local resident. And it says, for the record, he and his wife are the only Lubavitch Hasidim in Montana. So, if you're interested in this stuff, I sure am interested. The timing is all wrong for me, but I'm really interested. The address is FrumMT, from Montana, FrumMT.org, FrumMT.org. Or you can call, you can call Dr. Joseph Morgan at 215-369-9750, or Gavriel Snyder in Kalispell, Montana, at 406-755-4536. Again, it's a three-day workshop plus a wonderful Shabbos Breslov Hasidic celebration in Kalispell, Montana. The dates are August 22 to 26. That's the week of Parshat Shoftim, if you're keeping score at home. All right, enough. Oh, I've been talking about all this stuff. Let's listen to a little bit of Breslov Hasidic music from Tzfat. This is the group Simply Tzfat. And this is with a niggun from Uman. Tzfat. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on in Jewish music, and one of the most interesting and compelling pieces, bodies of work that's going on right now is by a young Montreal DJ named So-Called, a.k.a. Josh Dolgan. So-Called, or Josh Dolgan, however you want to know him, he's the same guy. It's the same nerdy glasses and frizzy hair and brilliant mind at work. He is the mad scientist of the young klezmer generation. We got a chance to haunt a record store, an old-fashioned record vinyl store in Paris with him and a number of other folks. And he takes records and listens to them, and he makes up all sorts of interesting stuff. This one, for example, comes from an old Yiddish folk song.
And frankly, there's nothing so unusual about being a Jewish cowboy.
Oh, from the horse's mouth. We are buried treasure. Vagabonds traveled on gravel ponds. Battles going strong forever. Bounty on my head. Spurs on your feet. We are the out-of-towners. The county gives us grief. Our iron horses. We gallop at light speed. New sheriff in town. I still fit the description. So they stressing me. Do them like ashtrays and put the clip on maintain. Cause I'm chosen. Like hieroglyphic inscriptions. To be decoded by those who ain't frozen.
Word up.
Josh Dolgan, so-called, and that's from a CD single called You Are Never Alone. It's part of a recording that's coming out on the Label Bleu, the blue label, Label Bleu, that's going to be out here, well, real soon now, as we say. I don't know how many more months we're going to have to wait for it, but I'm standing in line for this one already. We're getting real close to the hour of 11, at which point you get to listen to Persian music and news from Iran, everything for the Persian community. So stay tuned for that. Meanwhile, you're listening to KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland, and here's Voretsky Pass. listen to the Yiddish Hour here on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. We just heard from the Fetal Capella with the Ukrainian Kolomeika. Before that, we heard Varesky Pass with another Kolomeika. This is Frank London's Klezmer Brass All-Stars on the way out. I want to thank you all for listening. My name is Yonkel. We'll be back on the air again next Sunday with another Yiddish Hour. And I want to send a special thank you out there to Lori Fendel, who held down the fort while we were out of town. Lori, God bless you and George. You guys are great. Thank you for letting us have some time off. All right, stay tuned. It's Persian Arts and Music coming right up here on KBOO 90.7 FM in Portland. Roar!